What's that?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Welcome to Shenbrunn Community Moravian Church. It is great to have so many friendly faces as well as guests with us tonight as we celebrate the birth of the Christ child. A few announcements before we get started. I know we gave announcements earlier this morning in worship, but I've learned that after 3,000 years, we still haven't gotten 10 commandments down, so we can repeat announcements once in a while. It's okay. We'll survive. So thanks to all those who participated in our Unity Prayer Watch on December 21st. It is great to see us participate in this wider Moravian Church offering. Also, please know our offering tonight will go 100% to Soul Purpose, which helps get shoes to people in need, and to Friends of the Homeless. It is an opportunity for our congregation to give during this Christmas season, also a chance for us to say thank you for all of you who have been so faithful in your giving that allow us an opportunity to do something like this. And then please keep on your calendars. Next week we will be celebrating our 70th anniversary with a love feast service as well. So if you didn't get enough funds this week, you can come back next week. And my wife Emily is actually putting together the PowerPoint slideshow for that. So if you have the opportunity to get any last minute pictures into her, please do so as soon as you can. That will be a worship service full of a lot of fun. We have a combined Sunday school class at 9:15 for everyone. We'll actually be putting together a time capsule for the church. So if you have little pictures or little trinkets or any little thing that you want to put in there, please, you're welcome to join us. We'll actually be providing breakfast for you for that service. And then we will have a love feast in the afternoon during worship. And then we are celebrating our birthday and anniversary Sunday. So we will have cake after worship. So if you don't have a wonderful worship service, we'll at least give you diabetes on the way home. That's our promise. please note, Saturday, January 6th, Emily and I will be hosting an open house at the Parsonage from 4 to 7. It is our way to say thank you to the congregation this Christmas season for welcoming us and just giving us such a warm welcome. We really have been impressed by the hospitality. And also a thank you for not making me take a call to Canada in the middle of December right now. We'll also give you a big thank you for that. Sunday, January 21st, don't forget, immediately after worship, we will have church council down in the fellowship hall. Please come join us. It's a wonderful opportunity to participate in the life of our church. At this time, I invite you all to stand and greet one another. Merry Christmas, Bud. Merry Christmas, Alicia. Merry Christmas, Linda. Merry Christmas. Welcome. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Dave. Merry Christmas, Joe. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Katie. Merry Christmas. Please take a moment to return to your seats. You may be seated as we quiet our hearts and get ready to worship.
stand for the God of worship. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light.
The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
We have beheld Christ's glory, glory as the only Son from the Father.
To us a child is born, to us a son is given.
And the world was light, and the light was the light.
Please remain standing as we join together for O Come All Ye Faithful. Pray together a prayer from the Moravian Christmas liturgy, but first we have some people and communities that we'd like to remember in our prayers. From our own Schönbrunn community, we pray for Clara Gorby, who has been having negative effects from a fall she had this past week. She broke a rib at her house, and we continue to pray for her strength and her recovery. We continue to pray for Indian Valley High School, who has been mourning the loss of a freshman there, Ryan Freeland. And we continue to pray for God's support, love, and compassion around his family. We also pray for all those who are undergoing test results, treatments, or undergoing therapy of all kinds. We pray for all the people who are support systems, for those who are going through hard or sick times. And we also, if you look at our green insert, we have many people who have given poinsettias, who have been placed in memory or thanksgiving of somebody. Abby Bennington, in memory of Ed Bennington. Michael and Deborah Bleininger, in memory of Charles and Catherine Ebright,
Quentin Miller, Robert Bleininger, Norma Fox Bernard, Terry and Linda Bonnell in honor of our church family and in memory of family, Ted and Becky Canfield, McKenna and Jacob Cannon, in memory of their grandmother, Catherine Canfield, and Marianne Creel in memory of Jim Creel. Victoria and Eichel and family gave in memory of Charles and Catherine Ebright, Howard and Maxine Eichel, Rodney Eichel, Quentin Miller, and Mrs. Swinderman, Norman and Cheryl Caudry in honor of Ryan, Tyler, and Brandon Castor, and also in memory of Joe and Margaret Caudry, Bob and May Thainer, and Isabel Castor, and John and Stacy Castor, also in honor of Ryan, Tyler, and Brandon Castor, but also in memory of Isabel Castor, Bob and May Thainer, and Sandy Castor, and Chloe and Paige Martin, in honor of our church family, in memory of Dean and Margaret Renner and Ed Martin, and Bill, Carolyn, Charlotte, and Nick Menapace, in memory of their grandmother, Eleanor Menapace, and Doug and Angie Miller, in honor of Alicia and Justin Miller, our parents and grandparents, in memory of Melvin Yoder and Wallace Miller, and Steve and Jackie Pasquinelli, in honor of their family and friends, Tammy Stafford and family, in honor of Victoria Eichel, in memory of Charles and Catherine Ebright, Rodney Eichel, and Tom McNish, Floyd and Delene Swinderman, in honor of our grandchildren, in memory of their parents, Swinderman and Lewis, Randall and Millie Weston, in memory of Howard Weston, and Jason and Letitia Wright, in honor of Tristan and Madison Wright. And I know it can seem like a mouthful when we go through this whole list, but so often around the Christmas season there can be a lot of tragedy in our world, but it's important to be remembered that so many of us are surrounded by community, by family, by friends, and we have so much to be grateful for, and that we get the opportunity to worship a Savior who has unconditional love for each and every one of us, and we can rejoice in this. At this time, I invite you to stand as we join together in a liturgy of prayer. It can be found on page 63 of your Moravian Book of Worship if you are following along with your book. Glory be to you, Lord our God. You have chosen us in Jesus Christ, our Lord, before the founding of the world. You have blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
You have rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of your beloved Son.
You have redeemed us through Jesus Christ, your incarnate Son. Holy Child of Mary, Savior of the world,
reveal yourself to us.
By your holy incarnation, by your human birth, by your pure and blameless childhood, by your obedience and diligence, by your humility, meekness, and patience, by your extreme poverty, by your grief and sorrows, by your prayers and tears, by you having been despised and rejected, by your cross and suffering, by your death and burial, by your triumphant resurrection and ascension. For the poor, the abused and the sick, for the prisoners and the homeless, for victims of natural disaster and war, for those who are in danger, misery, or distress, for those who minister to human needs in your name, for all who share your good news, for your whole church on earth.
We pray for your blessing, strength, and encouragement.
God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
May we all be transformed.
You may be seated. Yep. Go for it. You're good.
First scripture lesson today is Isaiah 9, 2 through 7, found on page 489. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Our gospel today comes from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 to 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there is with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising to God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known to what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words, and she pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. May the reading of God's holy word reach your heart, your mind, and your action. Thanks be to God. At this time, we will celebrate a love feast together. For Moravians, this is a wonderful tradition where we celebrate that God's love is available to each and every one of us. At this time, I ask that you hold the bun and the coffee, and when we're all served, we'll say grace together, and we will partake together as a reminder that the kingdom of God is the great community.
I invite you as we join together in saying grace together. Come, Lord Jesus, our guest to be, and bless these gifts bestowed by thee. Amen. You may partake.
Christmas time, and there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Really in the Christmas mood, standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do, and in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old, he was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. Know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. He counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down, I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
So I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. But these shoes will make her smile. With a honor to look beautiful, if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I wanna do the beautiful.
You may be seated. At this time, I invite the children to come forward for the children's moment. Come on up. Have a seat anywhere you like. Come on up. Go ahead. So, Merry Christmas, everybody. You guys say that with some energy and enthusiasm? Merry Christmas! There we go. So who's excited for Christmas? Who's really pumped up? I'm super pumped up, too. Oh, yeah? And who's got a birthday? Somebody in your family's got a birthday today, too, don't they? So I want to ask you guys a question. Who are you all going to get presents from this Christmas season?
My mom.
Your mom? Who else?
Santa
Claus. Paige? Santa Claus. Rylan, did you have somebody? How about, are some of you going to get some from your grandma and grandpa, too?
Yeah.
How about Paige?
And from
sister? Aunt and uncles? How about that? Who's going to get presents from cousins, too? Maybe some presents from cousins?
I'm thinking presents from my...
Who gave their friends presents, or who's getting presents from their friends? So you guys are getting these presents from all these different people. And I want you guys to remember to be thankful for that. Be grateful for that, because everybody cares about you. You have so many people in your life that care about you. And I want to tell you guys a secret. When I was your age, I was always really nervous to give Christmas presents because my parents would get me these super awesome expensive presents. And you know what I would give them? I would give them something I made at school or an ornament or something. And I never thought that was good enough for them. But you know what? I was cleaning out my parents' house getting ready to move out to Ohio. And you know what my mom held on to? She held on to everything that I made with my hands. And even after I got a job and I bought her all these nice and really expensive gifts, it was the gifts that I made when I was a kid that were most special to her. Can any of you guess why?
What?
Nick? I made it when I was little. And I also, guess what else I made it with? I made it with my heart. And that's what my mom remembered the most, that I put my heart into something. Yeah, Paige. Memories. Memories are important, too. And that's what I want you guys to remember, that no matter what gifts you give this Christmas season, as long as it comes from your heart, that's what's important. And that's what believing in Jesus is all about, knowing that you love him in your heart. And it doesn't matter what special or important things you can do, because that's all Jesus cares about, that you love him and that you're willing to give him your heart. So I want to talk about one little thing before we go. Can anybody tell me what this is?
Candy
cane. Does anybody know where candy canes originate from?
No.
They came 250 years ago. What does this look like?
A cane,
a shepherd's crook. And it's actually to remember the shepherds in the nativity story. And guess what? Guess what happens? You're going to be super amazed by this. What happens if I flip it? It's a J. What does the J stand for?
Jesus.
Oh, my God. I got them trained. This is awesome. And this, the candy cane is to remind us of Jesus. And the red on the candy cane is the blood. Very good, Daniel. That symbolizes that Jesus was willing to die for us, that he is the way and the truth and the life. And does anybody know what the white symbolizes? It symbolizes God. It symbolizes purity, that Jesus was perfect for us and that he was willing to lead us and teach us. So what I want you all to do, we're going to grab around in a circle and we're going to say a prayer. And I want you to take one of those candy canes before you leave. And you can always remember that candy canes are about Jesus. But let's get in our circle and say a prayer first. Well, everybody get in a circle and hold each other's hands. And we'll show everybody that we're in a Christmas spirit, right? Let's pray together. God, we come before you and we are so thankful for these children. They are a blessing and a gift to our world. Help us to remember that it is the children that lead us, that show us the way, with smiles and laughter and joy for all. And we wish a Merry Christmas season to all of God's children everywhere. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you all very much. One by one, I want you to grab. Why don't I grab this for you and we can... Not quite, Santa. There's a rainbow one and there's a mint one. Help yourself. That's awesome. Everybody got one? Thank you very much. Thank you, Brandon. Go for it, Tyler. And now we will join together in a song of praise. Our choir will give us a performance. Let us join together in a moment of prayer. God, we come before you this Christmas season, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming into this world. Thanks for lighting our world. And we ask as you provide this message today to open our eyes, our ears, and our heart to the inspiration that you provide us with. In your name we pray. Amen. So, the presents are wrapped, the cookies have been baked, the tree is radiant with decorations, the kids are dressed, and they didn't kill each other on the way here. I want you all to take a deep breath, take a deep breath. You made it. Christmas is finally here. And we never thought it was, but it is finally here. And there is so much to do during the Christmas season, so much on our own to-do list, things to check twice. And rarely do we get the chance to enjoy the peace and the tranquility that the Christ child brings to us this time of year. A Savior has been born for us. The prophet Isaiah calls him a wonderful counselor and a prince of peace. Take some time and let that sink in. A Savior has been born for us. One of my favorite illustrations about this comes from the bishop who actually ordained me. Her name is Kay Ward. And in her book, Hoping for Spring, Kay is a farm girl. She tells the story about this farmer. And it is Christmas Eve night. And Kay is from southern Wisconsin. I'm from southern Wisconsin. So I'm not just talking about a little snowstorm. I'm talking about snow, folks. Real snow. Not that dust stuff that we saw 2 weeks ago. But I'm talking about a real snowstorm. And this farmer, away in the distance, he sees a group of sparrows, a mother who is leading its baby sparrows. And the farmer is horrified because he sees these sparrows. And he knows if they stay out in that cold, as the wind drifts back and forth in the treacherous cold of the air where it's freezing, he knows that if those sparrows stay right in that spot, those sparrows will perish. And that farmer is a good farmer. He appreciates all of God's creation, whether it is the cows in his back acres or the little sparrows in front of him. And he's determined to do what it takes to guide those sparrows out of the storm. So he's desperate. He tries anything. First, he puts out a little seed, and he tries calling the sparrows, anything to lead them into the safety of the barn, and that doesn't work. And then so he tries a little more seed, thinking if he overwhelms them, maybe he can get them to come in the right direction. And he's even more desperate. He takes out his entire bag of seed, and he throws it all on the ground to lead a path to the barn, and the sparrows resist. They cannot see that he is trying to help him. And finally, that farmer, he gets down on his knees, and he prays a prayer of desperation. And he said, if only I could become one of them, I could show them the way out of the storm. Dear God, if only I could become one of them, I could show them the way out of the storm. And that's what Jesus did for each one of us. He became one of us to show each and every one of us a way out of the storm. And that's important for all of us to remember when we get these storms, these snowfalls in our own life that are hard to handle, that Jesus has been through those storms too, that he was willing to weather them. Remember that, because so often when we have one storm in our life, we get another. If we lose our job, we get sick, and it can become so overwhelming and so isolating. But then we must remember that Christ suffered just as we did, that he was willing to take that on for us. And we are blessed for that. And we must always see the light that Christ provides through that, the gift that we have been given. And one of my other favorite stories around Christmas time is a story about a little boy named Wally. And there's a Christmas nativity play at church, and Wally was a capital I introvert. He did not want to talk to anybody. He did not want to see anybody. And he was in the Christmas pageant like most young kids are at that age because his mother gave him one of those flicks on the ear and said, you're going to be in the Christmas pageant, Wally. And so Wally was in the Christmas pageant. But his Teacher was benevolent, and she gave him a one-line role, and that was the job of the innkeeper. And Wally's whole job, that whole performance, was to say to Mary and Joseph, "I'm sorry, there's no room at the inn." And little Wally, he practiced this, he rehearsed it, he had it down. And then the performance came, and Mary and Joseph came walking up, and Wally, his knees were wobbling, his arms were shaking, and you could see the frogs almost coming out of his throat. But somehow, he creaked out, "I'm sorry, Mary and Joseph, there's no room for you at the inn." And you know what? Joseph was kind of a little bit of a hot dog. He was a little bit of show-off. So he went back to Wally, and he said, "Wally, please, give us a room. Let us in. Can you do anything for us, Mr. Innkeeper?" And Wally starts to let them walk back, and as they get halfway down the aisle, Wally, with a tear in his eye, screams, he says, "No, wait! You can have my room!" And now the Christmas play may have been ruined that night, but I promise you, that preacher didn't have to preach anything about Christ-like love that night, because Wally had already preached it by turning one line into two lines. And there are so many little ways of kindness that we can breathe that incarnation in our life, what Jesus does for us. Because Jesus, we remember today, became human to show us the way to God. And that is our call as Christians. How do we show the people around us, the people in our families, our communities, a way to God? And I think the best answer to that is commit ourselves to small acts of compassion. Because when we look to the Christ child, when we look to Jesus as an adult, you know what the very first thing he does when he gets his mission from God after he is baptized? He goes home. He goes home to his family, he goes home to his friends, and he preaches in those communities. And that's the calling that we have. Because Jesus asked none of us to walk on water. He just asked us to commit to those small acts of compassion where we can make a difference in the world. And for Moravians, that is a huge part of what we believe in our heart theology, that we are called to serve God with every ounce of heart we have. One of the best examples of mission I've seen in local mission, Matt Spees, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you raise your hand for a second? Matt is one of the co-founders of Soul Purpose, one of the groups that we supported in our offering plate. And him and Joe Compton came up with this idea to provide shoes for people in need. And one of the ideas that I love about this is these are two college kids who came up with this idea to serve their community, an opportunity to help and serve, all because they were aware, awake, that they had the opportunity to help people. And they didn't say, "Oh, I'm a poor college kid, I can't do this, I can't make a difference." They said, "God, let me work through you. Give me this opportunity." Because God is a perfect craftsman. He can shape each and every one of us exactly how we need to be. And so I challenge you this Christmas season to commit yourself to those small acts of compassion for people around you. Let them see how the Christ light lives within each one of us. And scholar William Barclay said in Luke's statement in chapter 2, verse 7, it was symbolic. There was no room for him at the inn. No room for Jesus at the inn. For Jesus came to radically change how the world viewed God. For the hearts of men wanted anger, but Jesus taught compassion. The hearts of men wanted revenge, Jesus taught forgiveness. The hearts of men wanted power and might, but Jesus taught humility and peacemaking. And the world was not ready to let the message of Jesus in at this time, so they took him to a cross and they crucified him. For in their hearts there was no room in the inn for a Messiah who led with his heart and not his might. There was no room in the inn, at the inn, excuse me. And this Christmas, you have the opportunity to celebrate the light of our world as you hold a beeswax candle. And brothers and sisters, the time has come to let Christ into that space in our hearts. In our hearts for far too long that we have hidden from him or we have told him there is no room at the inn. And when we put that candle in the air, we invite God into all that craziness and messiness that makes up our lives. For on this day, we have a message for Christ. You have taught us compassion, forgiveness, humility, and peacemaking. And we have finally made a place in our hearts for God's light to shine through each and every one of us. And it is amazing how much bigger our hearts get when we make that room for God. And may God's eternal light of love always shine through each and every one of you. And may his peace guide you and his light be your shining light. For Christ is the light of our world. Amen. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. God, we come before you, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being our shepherd, our guide through the darkness. And though we can be stubborn, though we can be lost, we can make mistakes, you will guide us exactly where you need to be. So today, as we remember this Christmas, help us to keep our eyes fixed upon you and see that you are the Savior who is made for us to teach us how to live with Christ-like love for all we encounter. In your name we pray. Amen. Let us join together as we celebrate a candlelight service. Please rise. Could see the wonderful view that I have now of God's light shining in each and every one of you. By the tender mercy of our God, love has broken upon us. Light is given where there once was darkness, and hope where there was only death. We go into this season knowing that God will guide our feet into the way of peace. Thanks be to God. Amen.